Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Taylor Haas. This is Danny Shirey. Welcome to another episode of Penguins 24/7. We are coming to you from PPG Paints Arena, where the Penguins just got a little redemption in the home-and-home series against the Ottawa Senators. Scoreboard behind us, if you can see it, 4-1 Penguins. Two big storylines in this game. They got two huge returns from injury in Tristan Jarry and Jeff Petrie, but Tristan Jarry has to be the story in this one, just with like the number of shots. He's great. So he didn't look like he missed a beat.
Well, unless they change, so they did take a couple of shots away from the Senators, but Jarry's coming away with 40-plus saves after missing several weeks. I mean, that's just super impressive regardless of the time he missed, but especially because he was dealing with some sort of lower body injury that, you know, kind of affects your movement a little bit and your mobility. But Jarry was out there. He was aggressive. Yeah. It looked like he was moving around incredibly well, and I think Sullivan even mentioned it after the game. It's like, you know, sometimes it looks like he's not coming up with these crazy saves just because he positioned himself leading up to those shots to be able to take them in and be squared up to those shooters. So it doesn't necessarily look like he's out there robbing guys, but he was just super sound all night.
Yeah, I mean, one of his best little stretches, the Penguins had a kill there on penalty kill, and he came up big a couple times there. And you like Jarry, you know, he plays the puck a lot. He played the puck a lot tonight. That's part of like when he was being aggressive. He did have a pretty big clear on penalty kill, but yeah, just great to see from him because Casey DeSmith, capable backup sometimes, not someone you want to see in a starter's role. The term Sullivan used to describe him, it was maybe a week or two ago, was volatile. Doesn't sound too great.
That is fair, but again, goaltenders in general in the NHL, their performance is extremely volatile. And then after you get past those, you know, top 30 or so, or really even the top 20 or so goalies around the league, it's like this all the time.
Yeah. And then the other return, Jeff Petrie, kind of surprising because morning skate this morning, he didn't even take line rushes. He was on the power play. I know, you know, he said they're going to wait to see how he responded to that. So see, you know, here's a game time decision. Obviously coming back from that wrist injury, he's been out a couple weeks. And I mean, his biggest impact is on the power play. Ty Smith had been quarterbacking the top unit while he was gone, wasn't quite the same. We talked about it in the last episode of 24/7, but how Ty Smith wasn't getting as many shots through to the net as Petrie does. I asked Jake Gensel after the game what kind of impact Petrie has on the top power play. This is what he said.
He's just got a really good shot, and he's really smart, and he makes a lot of plays out there. So it's kind of similar in the sense of like Tanger and the righties, and they both got good shots, and they use them.
Okay. I thought it was interesting that both Jake and Sully compared him to Chris Letang, you know, just in terms of like the minutes he can play, but then also just being able to get shots through to the net. That was evident in this one, I thought.
No doubt, and Sullivan even said it as well. It's like it's just his presence out there. You could feel it the second he was out there on the ice. And you know, after these past several weeks of everybody watching a Dumoulin and Smith pairing trotted out over the boards, not that they didn't play, you know, pretty well in the overall grand scheme of things, there's just something different about seeing Petrie out there and knowing like, okay, he's not Letang, but you can still trust him in all those situations. And even to your point on the power play, there's just something different about Jeff Petrie bearing down through the slot, winding up for a slap shot versus a wrister from Ty Smith up at the point.
Yeah, not to keep knocking, you know, Ty Smith, but I don't think we see him again, at least unless another injury necessitates it. So Petrie, you know, they had to activate for him from long-term IR. They put Letang on long-term IR, not anything to be worried about because he's already fulfilled the minimum requirements. He can come off any time. But right now, Letang's long-term IR cap relief is the only thing allowing them to keep up Smith, Gruden, O'Connor, Friedman. So whenever Letang does come back, they do have to make some decisions, send guys down. And I mean, like Smith, like you said, he looked all right, especially on the pairing with Dumoulin. It seemed like he was maybe good for Dumoulin, but yeah, I think Smith goes down whenever Letang does come off of IR.
Right, it's going to be tough for them to keep him up, and you know, I do maybe think he would be maybe better served as their number six or number seven guy, but just with the way the salary cap's going to work out, I don't think it's going to be plausible without moving some money out elsewhere.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about a couple of forwards and a little fun story from this game. All right, we are back. The Penguins, a couple of goals from some of their top six forwards in this game. Start off with Jake Gensel, two-goal night from him. Just what do you see from him in his line?
It was a bit of an interesting night for the first line, because especially about halfway through the game, it was like they haven't, you know, really created a whole lot tonight. Sidney Crosby still seems to be in a little bit of a funk, and again, his funk is better than 95% of the league could even hope for their performance to be at. But it definitely seemed like they were struggling a little bit, but on the chances that they did have, Gensel ended up burying two goals on the night. He's up to 20 goals on the season. He's back at a 40-goal pace over a full season. And the first goal he scored, especially a nice little snap of the wrist flying down in off the rush, and that's something that we haven't seen a whole lot from him this season versus at least what we've been accustomed to. So it was really nice to see him unleash there and get rewarded for the chances that they were able to create tonight.
Yeah, sixth time he's at the 20 goal mark in his career, nice little milestone for him. And then yeah, the second goal is just him and Crosby off the rush. And initially I think it looked like, you know, Crosby scored, you know, Gensel, that's what he was going for. He was going to set up Crosby for the redirect, but it went off a Senator's stick. But yeah, just a strong night from him overall. And then Jason Zucker, I feel like we talk about Jason Zucker every game.
He's giving deservedly us so. He's giving us a reason to.
Yeah. Yeah, a goal from him. Just want to talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, aside from all the great things that Zucker does, whether it's in the defensive zone or on the forecheck to allow Rickard Rakell and Evgeny Malkin to kind of flaunt their skill a little bit, the fact that Zucker is putting up the points that he has this season, and now he's chipped in with 13 goals at this point, it's just absolutely huge. And he definitely wears his heart on his sleeve. If you've ever seen him react to a goal celebration, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
It looks more deranged with every goal he scores. I feel like every goal he scores, he gives something like gifable for the internet. But yeah, that's how much you love scoring.
After the game, I asked Zucker if there's anybody in the NHL that loves scoring more than he does, and this is what he had to say.
Probably. It's just fun. You know, scoring goals is why you play the game, and winning games, winning cups, I mean, that's the goal, you know, out here. So for me, you know, I know scoring goals helps win games. That means you're going to hopefully win a cup later on. So for me, it's just been a lot of fun, but I got to give credit to Gino and Rax and the rest of my teammates. They're the ones that helped me do this.
Jason. I think that right there just goes to show how much he really means to this team and how much he cares about winning. And obviously he does love scoring it, but like he just wants his team to win, whether that means he's got to go out there and block 10 shots or whether he's got to score a couple of goals.
Yeah, the biggest energy guy on this team. I feel like if you listen to him talk, it might not come off just because he is very low-key, kind of serious when he actually talks in interviews. But when he, like, just you can hear him, like, during practices, like even when we're here and we're far away from the ice, he's so loud. He's the loudest guy in the locker rooms after they win. He means a lot to this team. Fun storyline from this game: this was the first time that Pio Joseph and Matthew Joseph, brothers, Matthew's the older brother, they played against each other at the NHL level. They played each other once in the AHL, they played each other 11 times in the Q, so no strangers to that. Should have happened in Ottawa. Matthew is a healthy scratch. But in this game, a hilarious moment in the third period. They took high sticking minors against each other. They came together. Both of them took a stick to the face. Both of them went to the box. Pio did admit after the game that he hit himself in the stick in his face with his own stick. So he said Matthew shouldn't have gotten a penalty, but he's like, but it's pretty nice that he did, because then it made it a 4-on-4. But they showed his parents on the broadcast, and they're just cracking up in the stands. And then you could see them like talking, like Pio and his brother talking in the penalty box. And I asked him after the game, I was like, wait, what was that all about? Like, was he chirping you or that? And Pio was like, no, I was letting him know that I high-sticked myself.
It was super funny to watch too, because you saw the both of them over there, kind of near the wall in the corner, and you're like, all right, there's at least a penalty coming here. And then all of a sudden, you see both the Joseph brothers like almost parallel with each other, kind of getting escorted off to the box. It was just quite the sight to behold.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to P.O. Tuesday about, you know, just like the lead up to this, how excited he was to be playing his brother. And one thing he did say is that, you know, and every time they play each other, they take penalties against each other. So you knew it was coming. I feel like the game in Wilkes-Barre, they both ended up in the box at the same times for other things. And like they're standing up the whole time screaming at each other. It's funny because P.O. and Matthew, the nicest players like in the league, and but they're when they're on the ice together, it's like they're massive rivals and they hate each other. Funniest story from their first game against each other in the QMJHL. P.O. told me that his side of the story first, and he's like, yeah, we just got tangled up you know, at a whistle. And then he's like, the Matthew got mad and just punched me in the face. So I talked to Matthew after the Senators Maurice skate, and I was like, all right, P.O. said you punched him in the face in your first game against each other in the queue. And he's like, well, yeah, he was latched onto my leg. Like, so P.O. was holding on to Matthew, and Matthew's like, I didn't want him to get hurt. I wanted him to get off me, so I just punched him in the face. But yeah, pretty cool. Looking forward to more of these matchups in the future between P.O. and his brother, now that P.O. has become an NHL regular, because, I mean, two just really fun players.
Right. That does it for another edition of Penguins 24/7. The Penguins will practice on Saturday at the Lemieux Complex in Cranberry, and then they're back in game action on Sunday in Newark against the Devils.